And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And this week's topic is the gift of stillness. We see and know that being a human being right now on planet Earth is being in the middle of chaos and upheaval and many disturbances on all fronts. This is what is going on the earth right now. It is the upturning of those things that need to come to the light and to be healed. That is what is happening. So if you will understand this and have peace of mind when you feel the disturbances and you read about them in the news media, we ask you to come home to stillness. Be still and know that the God that created this realm is in charge of all things, all activities, all life forms, everything, if you can imagine, from the largest to the smallest detail of Earth. It is important for you to truly know this and experience this, because as you do, stillness and peace arrives. Even in your family system, for example, if you have little children and they are running around and being little children and the volume is high and you're trying to manage them and get them out the door to school, this is quite an active moment. And yet, if you will come home, even when you are perhaps making the sandwiches for their lunches, in a moment, come back home to your center, that place of stillness and peace and knowingness that all is unfolding in its perfect way, according to God. It actually can be done in the moment of a breath, as you are perhaps standing at the sink and taking a breath, coming home, feeling the stillness and the peace. With this, dear ones, this experience of stillness and peace comes comfort, surrender, ease, patience, compassion, all those things that we know you each are seeking and wish to express. So, as opposed to jumping into the chaos and the roiling of energy and activity and volume from the outside or volume from the voices within you, you have the choice to jump in or to take that moment and to come back home to stillness. It can be just a moment, and it can be exactly what you need and what the situation needs. Because when you come back home, that is the space, the clear space for you to ask God and your spirit anything you wish. And the answer will be there. quietly. It is how you are designed. This concept of coming home to your central core, that is where your safest place is. It is also the place where all goodness flows to you and your presence, being there, can experience it. We have spoken many times about coming back home to your center, to your central core. And today, it is related to the idea of stillness. Stillness resides there as well. We ask you to experiment with this idea of stillness this week. Even perhaps when you might be in a conversation where the emotions are escalating and perhaps the voice volume of the other is escalating, we ask you to take the observer mode. This is an experience actually of looking. You're not inside yourself. You are looking upon the situation. It is your spirit, actually. So your big self, your spirit, is observing and can tell you and guide you to what is going on. It may not even be the conversation that is the disturbance, but some underlying agenda or event that the other is experiencing. So you are observing this because you are coming from the stillness, your central core. You are open and listening to your spirit, and you are seeing the bigger picture. So in this, you are bringing stillness to that conversation. It can be healing for all concerned. Stillness resides within you. It is not that you need to quiet your space or not to have any outside sounds. It is within you. You carry this with you wherever you go. In the airports, on the freeways, in your home, in your office space. Stillness resides within you. We ask you to bring this idea of stillness to the front burner this week. And as you are thinking about it, and it is top of mind, you will see great opportunities to bring it forward, to experience it, and to see the blessings and gifts that stillness bring to your life and to all of life on earth. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.